Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Contact tracing is underway in Muswellbrook after a positive case of COVID-19 visited the area. A contractor working at Mount Pleasant Mine's Rail Loop project contracted the virus and frequented a few vicinities. Hunter Valley News was alerted by sources that those sites included a motel in the Muswellbrook Hospital yesterday afternoon. A Hunter New England spokesperson said public health are in the early stages of their investigations and are working to ensure employees and patients were not exposed. Muswellbrook Shire Council and New South Wales Health are also working together to get a pop-up drive-through testing clinic at the Muswellbrook Showground. Mayor Rod Scholes is urging residents to get tested immediately, even if they have the smallest of symptoms.
Yes, just want to keep the local community up to date. That positive that was associated with Mount Pleasant did reside further down the valley, but they were staying locally, and the contact tracers are now working on what contacts have been made with regards to that. Please, everyone, if they have any symptoms, go get themselves tested as quickly as possible. And further to that, New South Wales Health asked Council to help them establish a drive-through testing station, which hopefully will be in place as of tomorrow at the Muswellbrook Showground.
There were 11 new cases recorded across the Hunter New England Health District in the past 24 hours. It brings the total in the current outbreak as 250, with 123 active cases. Five are from Lake Macquarie, three in Port Stephens, two in Newcastle and one in Dungog. The resident from Dungog was the contractor at Mount Pleasant Mines who visited the Upper Hunter area while infectious. Chief Health Officer Dr. Dave Durheim is urging the community, particularly Muswellbrook residents, to get tested.
Dungog is a particular concern, and the Upper Hunter Shire. The person worked on an Upper Hunter mine site and has been active in the community while highly infectious. We understand that people in the Upper Hunter will be concerned, but the most important thing that you can do is to take proactive action and make sure that if you have any symptoms, don't hesitate. Immediately go and get tested. This is the only way that we'll be able to ensure that we don't see further spread in the Upper Hunter.
And two men have been charged and a third fined following alleged illegal hunting offences in the Hunter Valley in early April. Hunter Valley Police District's Rural Crime Prevention Team commenced inquiries into the illegal hunting of a red deer stag on rural properties in the Carr's Spring area near Scone. As a result of extensive inquiries, police executed a search warrant on a rural property in Marywar and seized two unregistered rifles, ammunition, gunpowder, cannabis and a GPS device. A 23-year-old Muswellbrook man was issued with an infringement notice for entering private land to hunt animals without an owner's consent, while a 25-year-old South Tamworth man was issued with giving firearms to non-authorised citizens and handling explosives without a licence. And a 32-year-old Marywar man was issued with the possession of unauthorised firearms, handling explosive, drug possession and also entering private land to hunt animals. Both the 25-year-old and the 32-year-old man are due to appear before Scone Local Court in October.